Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the New Monday Show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. The show is currently participating in summer hours activities. There will be no live broadcast again until August of 2016. Just a reminder, I'm not an ordained preacher, but the show is a part of my more modern and family-friendly Christian faith-based ministry. Today's read-along will be from the book of Nehemiah. We're going to intro the book of Nehemiah, all right, beginning with verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth. The New Monday Show believes that it is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Shopping Lounge News. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Everyday free shipping with your $40 purchase. Begin now. Sell Avon with my sales team. Startup kits are just $15 with required biweekly sales orders. For an auto shopping consultation with me, you may email charlenestevensdesk@yahoo.com. Again, the show, New Monday Show, is participating now in summer hours activities. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Also, another announcement from my Facebook friends. I have unfriended my real female relatives, family members, and female former classmates for my hosted May theme of Women Appreciation Month, Teen Ladies. This year's theme is crochet, lace, and bag designs. You can refriend me beginning June 1st. And then I will do the same for the males, the gentlemen, teen gentlemen. Okay? Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend of today or what you may have to do this evening. Now, I concluded the book of Ezra Sunday, May 1st. So for you that are just catching up, my listeners, you may review the ending of the book of Ezra. This particular broadcast introduces the book of Nehemiah. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud, slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation, in Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Pausing for a moment. When I say pause for a moment, I am stopping the lecture or the read-along to discuss a fact or my personal viewpoint, as well as any other announcements. This weekend, Mother's Day weekend, 2016, will be our annual Internet Revival, Friday night beginning at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday and Sunday beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay? Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be the introduction of the book of Nehemiah, beginning with chapter 1, verse 1. Okay, so during our summer hours activities, you will be able to listen to any of the broadcasts 24/7. However, they will not be live broadcasts. This will be the conclusion of our last broadcast until August 2016. My audience, okay. Now, within the book of Ezra, again, Ezra was the teacher and the preacher. The important people were Ezra, the Jews, and King Cyrus. Jews are from the land of Judah. The Jews were the Israelites. We had the discussion of the Masons. And humbled Ezra, he devoted himself to the study and the observance of the Lord. He discussed intermarriages. He felt it was an unholy practice because of the foreigners believed in false gods, and they eventually left the real faith believers of God, left their spouses to believe in false gods, and they began worshiping idols. So at the end of the book of Ezra, we find that they turned from their wicked ways, they divorced their foreign mates, all of the people, the preachers, the people, the singers, everyone, turned aside their evil ways. And today, we would consider that to be divorces, because back then they didn't really have divorces. They just ceased the marriage. So, in verse 44, the last verse of Ezra, it says, all these had taken strange wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children, but they still departed from them. And today we would say they probably participated in co-parenting activities as well. Let's begin our read-along of the book of Nehemiah. Within the book of Nehemiah, we call Nehemiah the obedient Nehemiah. He was a cupbearer to the king. and he always tried to please God in everything that he did. So let's learn about Nehemiah. Ready? The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass in the month Chislu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. Remember, Jerusalem was the hellish city back then. And many of the faith believers, pausing for a moment, tried to take the hell out of the city, tried to bless the city, but it was so cursed. Continuing with verse 3. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Now, in the New Testament, pausing for a moment, fire biblically means the Holy Spirit comes upon a person or a group of worshipers and praisers. Continuing with verse 4. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgment, which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, thou, there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now, these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name, and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Continuing with chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him. And I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, Why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request. So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be? And when will thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertained to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me, according to the good hand of my God upon me. Then I came to the governors beyond the river, and gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it. It grieved them exceedingly that they were come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days, one for God, one for the Holy Spirit, and one for Jesus. And I arose in the night, I and some few men with me, neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of a valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dungeon port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain, and to the king's pool. But there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Pausing for a moment. In the New Testaments, we would call the beast the devil, the enemy, Satan. And you stomp him under your feet so he has no escape to pass. Verse 15. Then went I up in the night by the brook and viewed the wall and turned back and entered by the gate of the valley and so returned. And the rulers knew not whither I went or what I did, neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's word that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem, the Arabian, heard it. They laughed. They laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, What is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Oh, yes, he will. He will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build. But ye have no portion, no right, no memorial in Jerusalem. Continuing with chapter 3, verse 1. Then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priests, and they builded the sheep gate. They sanctified it and set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Mia. They sanctified it unto the tower of Haniel, and next unto him builded the men of Jericho, and next to them builded Zachar, the son of Imri. But the fish gate did the sons of Hasaniah build, who also laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And next unto them repaired Meremoth, the son of Urijah, the son of Cuz. And next unto them repaired Meshullam, the son of Bereshiah, the son of Meshezabiel. And next unto them repaired Zadok, the son of Benaiah, or Baanah. And next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of their lord. Moreover, the old gate repaired Jehoiada, the son of Pasiah, and Meshullam, the son of Besodei. They laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, and the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. And next unto them repaired Melatiah, the Gibeonite, and Jadon, the Marathite, the men of Gibeon, and of Mizpah, unto the throne of the governor on this side the river. Next unto him repaired Uziel, the son of Harar, of the goldsmiths. Next unto him also repaired Hanina, the son of one of the apothecaries. And they fortified Jerusalem unto the broad wall. And next unto them repaired Rapiah, the son of the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem. And next unto them repaired Jediah, the son of Haramoth, even over against his house. And next unto him repaired Hattush, the son of Hashabiniah, Malchicha, the son of Harim, and Ashub, the son of Pahath Moab, repaired the other piece, and the tower of the furnaces. And next unto him repaired Shalom, the son of Heloish, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem, he and his daughters. Pausing for a moment. So yes, there were females who participated in the rebuilding as well. Verse 13, the valley gate repaired Hanun, or Anun, and the inhabitants of Zanoah, they built it, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, the bars thereof, and 1,000 cubits on the walls unto the dunge gate. But the dunge gate repaired Machia, the son of Rishab, the ruler of part of Beth Asarim. He built it, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. But the gate of the fountain repaired Shalom, the son of Koholzah, the ruler or part of Mizpah. He built it and covered it and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, the bars thereof, and the wall of the pool of Silo, by the king's garden, and unto the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him repaired Nehemiah, the son of Azbuk, the ruler of half part of Beth-Zur, unto the place over against the sepulchres of David, and to the pool that was made, and unto the house of the mighty. After him repaired the Levites, Risham, the son of Bani. Next unto him repaired Ash-Abiah, the ruler of the half
part of Keilah in his part. After him repaired the brethren, Bavai, the son of Henadad, the ruler of the half part of Keilah. And next to him repaired Ezer, the son of Jeshua, the ruler of Mizpah, another piece over against the going up to the armory at the turning of the wall. After him, Baruch, the son of Zebul, earnestly repaired the other piece, from the turning of the wall unto the door of the house of Eliashibah, the high priest. After him repaired Meremoth, the son of Urijah, the son of Kaz, another piece, from the door of the house of Eliashib, even to the end of the house of Eliashib. And after him repaired the priests, the men of the plain. After him repaired Benjamin and Hashab over against their house. After him repaired Azariah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ananiah, by his house. After him repaired Binu, the son of Anadad, another piece from the house of Azariah unto the turning of the wall, even unto the corner. Palal, the son of Uzziah, over against the turning of the wall, and the tower which lieth out from the king's high horse that was by the court of the prison. After him, Padiah, the son of Parosh. Moreover, the Nethinims dwelt in Ophay unto the place over against the water gate toward the east, and the tower that lieth out. After them, the Tekuites repaired another piece over against the great tower that lieth out, even unto the wall of Ophel, from above the house gate, or the horse gate, rather, repaired the priests, every one over against the house. After them repaired Zadok, the son of Immer, over against his house. After him repaired also Shemai, the son of Sheshaniah, the keeper of the east gate. After him repaired Hananiah, the son of Shelemiah, and Anun, the sixth son of Zalaf, another piece. After him repaired Meshulam, the son of Bereshiah, over against his chamber. After him repaired Mashiach, the goldsmith's son, unto the place of the Nethinims and of the merchants, over against the gate Mifkad, and to the going up of the corner. And our last verse for this discussion, well, verse 32, and between the going up of the corner unto the chief gate, repair the goldsmiths and the merchants. So even the goldsmiths and the merchants, entrepreneurs, business owners, help to prepare the house. Thus ends the reading of God's words for next time. We'll continue with chapter 4 of the book of Nehemiah. Again, we are in our summer hours activities, so there will be no live broadcast, but you can continue to listen 24/7 here at the New Monday Show. I know you're learning much. Give praise, jot down any questions that you may have, and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again, or share with family or friends if you are a new reader of the Holy Bible. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for visiting the New Monday Show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at charleneonline.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me and see me do, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.